USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is not revealing details about what he plans to discuss when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking at the NATO summit, Biden said he plans to make it clear what the red lines are in areas where they don't agree. And regarding some of the recent cyber attacks that were sourced back to Russia, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News, we need to hold Putin accountable.
That if you can't stop these attacks, we're going to have to start responding. Once we do the attribution to find out where the attacks are coming from, that we are going to hit you back in kind.
The cost of oil is hitting a nearly three-year high of more than $71 a barrel. Not surprisingly, it's also reflected in higher pump prices as Americans head back on the roads. GasBuddy.com saying the national average for a gallon of gasoline is now $3.07. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Prime Day is back. Amazon's annual Prime Day event will be held June 21st and 22nd, kicking off summer with 2 days of epic deals and the biggest savings Prime has to offer. The shopping extravaganza will deliver Prime members over 2 million deals across every category, including fashion, home, beauty, toys, electronics, Amazon devices, and more. Prime members can start saving right now with hundreds of thousands of exclusive early deals. Plus, members can support small businesses when they spend $10 on select small business products during the lead-up and get a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Shop selections across Black-owned, woman-owned, military family-owned, and many more small businesses. Prime Day kicks off at midnight Pacific and 3 a.m. Eastern on June 21st, and deals run for 48 hours exclusively for Prime members. Not yet a Prime member? Start a 30-day free trial at Amazon.com/Prime Day.
The Republican National Committee might skip the network TV presidential debates in 2024, unless there's a dramatic overhaul to the format. Conservative David Bossie saying most network news moderators have little interest in asking questions that illuminate the debate, saying they're asking questions that really do not impact primary Republican voters, but have gotcha questions and answers for the general election debate. An actor who made his big screen debut in Deliverance and was nominated for an Oscar in network has died.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A federal judge in Texas is rebuffing a lawsuit by nurses.
A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Ted Cruz is butting heads with the head of college sports over rules regarding transgender athletes. Cruz making his point in a recent hearing for banning transgender students from participating in girls' sports.
University of Manchester study indicated that male puberty provides a 10 to 50% physical advantage dependent on the sport.
NCAA President Mark Emmert saying though transgender women may compete in women's sports, but only if certain qualifications are met. Those include testosterone-suppressing supplements to the functional equivalent of a woman. New York City announcing they will hold a ticker tape parade to honor those healthcare professionals and essential workers on July 7th. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying it will be the first true large parades since the start of the pandemic. The mayor crediting first responders and healthcare workers with saving lives and keeping the city going during the darkest days of the crisis. The parade will take the same route taken by New York sports teams that win championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.